morning so far. Brother Buddy, what you got?
Number 183. Can you read the handbook? Number 183. Faith of our fathers, as we all stand, please.
Thankful for this time that we can spend in thy house today. Pray that you'll bless the time we're together, dear Lord. Bless Brother Inman. Bless the message, dear Lord. And I pray that you will give us a great day today, dear Lord. I pray that your spirit will be with us to follow. Bless every song that's sung and every word that's said. And we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
Choir number 478.
Peace to God, Lord, and the world ever gave.
ready for our fellowship song. Brother Buddy had given us page number for that. It'd be a time that we can shake hands together.
Number 485, Revive Us Again.
Kind of short-handed this morning. We don't have JoJo. You reckon Caleb's up to this task by himself?
I sold his buttons a while ago.
Yeah.
Think of my bills were fine off.
Okay.
Ask your blessing.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Lord, thank you for this time. We give back to your work, Lord. Pray shall bless be Aaron, the one that may have nothing. Will the use be on it, Lord, in Christ's name.
When he moves among us, all that he does, all of his mercy and all of his love, and the pen of the writer could write every day, even this world could never contain how I have been blessed. The warmth in the winter, the flowers in spring, the laughter in summer, and the changing of leaves, the food on my table, a good place to sleep, clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. Arms that will raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, and legs that can walk, ears that can listen, eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed. A father and mother who nurtured and raised, a brother and sister, memories made, a pastor to lead us, the altar to pray, stripes that can heal, and blood that can save. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. We live in a country, the greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have gave some, but some have gave all for me to be blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where he leads me when I'm overwhelmed, the place where he hides me under his wings. He's not just a song, he's the reason I sing. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
That's another one of the favorites I got that she sings. She's either reading my mind or she's listening to the same radio I was this morning.
I'm a share request.
A Okay, you heard that on.
Because I had something entirely different to pick that.
I didn't know Holly was listening to what I was. Caleb, I got another job for you. What? Come on.
And if you want to admit that you're dad or not, just kind of take it, slide it in your pocket. They're all different colors, so I don't know what to give you, Caleb. I tell you what, you start handing them out to the dads. If a lady tries to take one, you say no. Okay? You give one to all the dads.
Give one to grandpa. Oh, just wait. Give one to grandpa.
Go right and start with your daddy.
Give one to daddy.
Give one to Brother Ian.
I watched him taking up his offering, and I thought about it. They said one time they got a little water taken with the offering at the church, and he went around. This old man, he was just stubborn and grouchy as he could be, and he just sat there, and that little boy stuck the plate right up in his face. He just sat there and looked at it, and he looked at him. He said, "Mister, if you can't put nothing in," he said, "you take something out. We're taking up for the heathen anyway." I thought that was pretty good. It is good to be back today at Faith Baptist Church. It has been a while since I've been here, and it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of change that's been made, and I'm glad of that. But today, being Father's Day, I thought I would sort of use that as a theme to preach on today. Many times it's not as easy as you might think to get up a message, and some guy told me one time, he said, "Well, look like to me, if you've been preaching for 30-some years, you ought to have hundreds of messages just to get up and say." I said, "Well, I could, but I said, I like the one that God wants me to have, you know. Sometimes you can repeat, but it's good when you get a new one, amen?" And so we're going to preach with that thought in mind today, and my theme on the message today is a question. And it's a question for fathers, but it's also a question for mothers. It's a question for everybody. What's the will of God for my life? What is the will of God for my life? And I'm going to use today, for part of the text today, model prayer. I start to say the Lord's Prayer. It's not really the Lord's Prayer. It's the model prayer. And the portion of scripture I want to use today is in the book of Luke, chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. There, let's stand for the reading of the Word of God if you can. If you can't, we don't understand. The Bible said in verse 1, and it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place. When he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before the throne of grace today, we thank you, Lord, that it is a throne of grace, and we thank you, Lord, today that we have the privilege to approach it through the shed blood of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray today, God, as we attempt to preach your word today, that God, you'd help us, that you might we might give it out in a way, Lord, that would be pleasing unto thee, and Lord, that your people might leave here today saying they've heard the word of God and feel better than they did when they came. And Lord, we ask you today, God, for be one in our midst that don't know thee in the forgiveness of sin. We pray, God, that they might come to know you today. All that you do for us, to us, and to us, we'll be careful to give you the praise. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. As I said, I was thinking about what to preach. And you know, this is the model prayer. And Jesus told them to pray like such. And he said in verse 2, Thy will be done in heaven, so in earth. Now God's will is done in heaven, and we ought to pray that his will be done in earth. But a lot of times people take the will of God and abuse it. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, this is the will of God. Well, if it goes contrary to the book, it's not the will of God. I can tell you that this morning. It's not the will of God if it goes contrary to the word of God. Amen? And they always match. And I don't know what God's will is in your life. I have enough trouble trying to figure it out in mine. And it's not an easy choice to figure out what God's will is in your life. You make a whole lot of choices every day about a whole lot of things, but we ought to stop and pray about them before we make any kind of decision. And a lot of times we don't. And a lot of times we get in trouble simply because we do not ask God to have his will in our life. A good example of this, and I used this a couple of times before, but a good example of this is one time I got my head, I wanted a Mercedes. Man, I want this Mercedes automobile so bad I could taste it. And I went and tried one out, and it just drove like an airplane. I mean, I loved it. And so I decided I was going to buy me that car. I checked out the repayments on it. I figured I could make them with the help of the wife's payment, too. She's going to give me her check to help. And seriously, though, I did. And I called my insurance company because, you know, you got to have insurance. I already had insurance. And when they told me what the insurance was on that Mercedes, I never dreamed of that. I forgot the fact that I had two teenage boys driving on my insurance. And the payments on my insurance on that Mercedes was more than the payments on a new Mercedes. I said, Lord, I sure am glad I didn't buy a car first calling the insurance company. But, you know, sometimes we do stuff like that. I'm just using that for example. But we ought to pray for the will of God in our life. The first thing that the Apostle Paul did after that he was saved on the road to Damascus, he said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? What will thou have me to do? Many times people tell you about what ought to be the will for your life, and they never have figured out to ask God what he would have them to do. I was trying to find a Sunday school, not a Sunday school teacher, but a youth director at True Gospel. And a lady left the church one morning, and she said to me and Phyllis as she went out the door, she said, somebody's leaving here today out of the will of God. And I thought, what on earth is she talking about? Nobody volunteered to take it. Well, guess what? About a month later, she come to me and said, God's been dealing with me. She said, I decided I'd take that job as youth director. I thought, yeah, you waited about a month before God talked to you about it. And evidently, God was talking to her that day or impressing it upon her heart to take that job. And most of the time, if you have to ask somebody else what the will of God is in your life, it's a bad sign. Amen. God's already told you what it was, but you don't want to go in His direction. So much said. But today, I want to think about this today. He said, pray our Father. Amen. Pray our Father. Start off by saying our Father. Aren't you glad today that we have a Father that we can talk to every day? For every need we have, we can come. And I had a good earthly father. My earthly father was a hard worker, and he supplied food for the table, clothes, and so forth. And he was a good provider. But I have a heavenly father, my friend, this morning, that provides things that my earthly father could not supply. And I'm glad the greatest need, and we're going to probably get into this a little bit later than in the message today, but one of the greatest needs that a man ever had was salvation of his soul. And I'm glad our heavenly father took care of that through his son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Think about that today. We think today that salvation is cheap, but salvation cost Jesus Christ his life, and our salvation caused a separation between God the Father and the Son, my friend, that was needed in order for you and I to be saved. God could not look upon sin on the cross, and that's why God turned his back on his Son for 3 hours, because he took my sin and your sin upon him on that cross of Calvary. And all, my friend, this morning we thought to thank our Father today for loving us so much. He loved us when we were so unlovable. The Bible said in Romans 5:9, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm so glad this morning to be a member of the family of God. The greatest family on the face of this earth is the family of God. And the devil would have you and I, folks, to think that we're in the minority. But I got news for you today. According to the word of God in Revelation, we're in the majority. There's going to be 10,000 times 10,000, 10,000 that's going to be singing in heaven. Amen. All the saved will be there. Amen. Not one person that's saved will be missing in heaven. We'll be together as a family throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Amen. Aren't you glad this morning to be a member of the family of God? The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not out of it, but according to it. Amen. Think about that today. You say, how rich is Jesus? I tell you, you know that according to the book of Colossians, anything that ever was made, ever will be made, he made it. Amen. He made it all. He has it all. He owns it all. He owns the hills. He owns the cattle upon the hills. He even owns the taters under the hill, praise God. He owns it all. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. I believe this morning if you're in the will of God, doing what God wants you to do, God will supply your needs. Not only will he supply your need, my friend, spiritually, but I believe he'll supply your need physically. I believe if he took it, God would put the angels on half rations to keep you and I fed. Amen. As you can see for me, I haven't missed many meals in my lifetime. And I thank God this morning. There's a lot that we ought to thank God for. This country was founded upon the word of God. And it disturbs me today to see our country getting further and further and further away from the word of God. I was reading our Constitution at church the other night, our church, and it goes on in there to tell you that we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Who would have ever thought that you'd have to put that in the Constitution? I mean, anybody with any grain of sense at all would know that. But we're living in that day, in that age, in which people are getting away from the Word of God, further and further away from the Word of God. And not only that, they're getting more independent of God every day. They don't no longer need God. And they don't need God. They have so much that they don't need God. And now instead of looking to God, We got a president that's trying to teach them to look to the country to keep them up. My friend, I got news for you today. Nowhere in the Word of God it tell me that the government's supposed to keep you up. Amen. You're supposed to earn your living by the sweat of your brow. Amen. Laziness is what's caused people to go on the welfare list. Nothing but laziness. What's caused people not to come to church and attend church like it? Same reason. Laziness. They too sore and lazy to get up and come to the house of God. Amen. But I don't know how I got off on all of that, but I was preaching on Father's Day. But I'm glad there's a lot of things found about our Father that ought to be said about every child of God. Some things that's said about our Father that ought to be said about every child of God. Now, our Father is faithful. Our Father is faithful. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, if you haven't memorized this verse of Scripture, you ought to memorize. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Turn there to it if you want to in your Bible, but I'm going to quote it if I can. That way you can see if I get it wrong. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Don't it start off with there? That hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with each temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. Amen. Amen. God is faithful. I'm not depending on Hubert to keep me straight, but God is faithful. He'll never let you down. Now, I might promise you something that I cannot keep, but God's never made a promise he couldn't keep. He's faithful. He's kept every promise he ever made. And I don't know, I didn't know one time how many of that claims in the Bible, but anyway, it doesn't make any difference. I'm glad today, when you come to one of those promises, like 1 Corinthians 4:19, Philippians 4:19, you can take that for yours. Amen. My God, he's a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. My God. Now, sometimes my Father, if I wanted him for something, I couldn't get a hold of him. But I'm glad, praise God. Our Heavenly Father has got, he don't even have a phone. He's just a whisper away. Amen. You don't have to holler. In fact, you don't even have to open up your mouth. You can talk to him without even opening up your mouth. I can't do buddy that way. I can't do none of the rest of you that way. But you can talk to God. Talk to him from your heart. He knows what's on your heart. Just tell him what's on your heart. You don't have to open your mouth. He'll know all about it. He knows it anyway. And he's the only one that's able to help. But we got our confidence a lot of times in men. Men will let you down. God will never, ever let you down. Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior, will never, ever let us down. I don't believe Jesus Christ ever turns one away that comes to him God's way. Comes to him, as the Bible says. When you get convicted and you ask Jesus Christ into your heart to save you for Jesus Christ's sake, I believe he does just that. It don't take him all day to do it. You have instant salvation. We live in a day of instant things. Instant things. Most instant things I don't like. I don't like instant potatoes. I hate them. And if I go to a restaurant, I usually ask the woman, the waitress, them real potatoes, are they hypocrites? When they asked me, they said, what a hypocrite? I said, you know what a hypocrite is? I said, that's somebody claims to be one thing or something else. I said, I'm a country boy. And I said, potatoes don't come out of no box. I said, they come out of the ground. Amen? They don't come out of, milk comes from a cow. It don't come out of no box. Eggs come from a chicken. It don't come out of no box. Amen? So, but now one thing I did get, and I still got, and I'll have forever, and that's salvation. Praise God. I got instant salvation. Instant forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Praise God. I tell you, the night I got saved, I was aboard ship. I slept like a baby that night. Them jets was leaving over top of that aircraft carriers on the Mediterranean Sea. Didn't bother me a bit. The night before, every time one of them cranked up, I just scrooch up to the covers and just hope it didn't hit something and blow that ship up out there in the middle of the ocean. But that night I slept like a baby. got up the next day feeling so clean all over. Hey, man, I was like old Naaman when he dipped down in Jordan 7 times. The Bible said he went down the first time, nothing, second time, nothing, third time, nothing, fourth time, nothing, fifth time, nothing, sixth time, nothing. But when he went that 7th time, the Bible said he come up and his skin was like that of a young baby, that of a newborn. Think about that. He felt butter all over more than he did anywhere else. Amen. I'm glad that's the way God does when he saves somebody. Amen. And I've never got over that feeling. And I'm glad every once in a while I hear from heaven. Amen. I'm glad every once in a while the Spirit of God will let me know that salvation is real. Aren't you? I pity these people that never get emotional, never do anything. Now, I know you're not saved by emotions. I'm not saying that, bless God. But I believe if you got it, you know it. Amen. And I believe if you know it, somebody around you is going to. You know, whenever God cut, I got a sermon that I preached on the Spirit. When the dove lit on Jesus there at his baptism, I'm glad, praise God, the Bible said those around him knew the Spirit had lit. Amen. Whenever the choir started singing this morning, and every once in a while you see the choir get, I call it changing gears, you know, that kind of get right into that thing. And when that happens, that's because the Spirit has lit. Amen. The dove has lit. Thank God today. Our Heavenly Father, He's faithful. He's faithful in supplying our needs. He's faithful in forgiving our sins. He's faithful, my friend, in forgiving us. Aren't you glad today that the Bible tells us if we'll confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. I'm glad that our Father is faithful in forgiving our sins. I said a while ago, I'm glad He's faithful in loving us. Amen. Faithful in loving us. And we ought to love one another. The Bible said there in 1 John 4, 7 and 8, love, beloved, let us not love one another. For let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. For he that loveth not knoweth not God. Amen. He that loveth not knoweth not God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. And so God, the Bible said God is love. And He's faithful in loving us. He's faithful in loving us. But just because He's faithful in loving us does not mean that God doesn't chastise us sometimes. I'm glad that whenever God lays the rod on you or me, that's just a sign that you are a child of God. I can't do some of the things I used to do. And when I do some of the things that I ought not do, I'm glad He chastens. The Bible said every son whom He receiveth, He chastens. He loves them and He chastens. He does so in love. And you know, I learned a long time ago, and I heard a preacher preaching one time, and he said this about chastisement. He said, that's God whipping you. And he said, when I was little, I found out that if you stood off when your daddy got the belt a hold of you, or his hand was going to give you a spanking, the further away you got, the worse it hurt. He said, so I learned the thing to do was to scrooch up to him when he was going to give me a whipping, and it didn't hurt half as bad. And I say this morning to you, I believe when God's chastening you, you ought to just scrooch up to it, and His chastisement won't be half as bad. Amen. Amen. Don't stick your head the other way and say, oh, that's not God talking to me. I don't need to listen to that. You know when, if you're a child of God, you know when the Father's dealing with you. Amen. You know when He's talking to you. You don't have to have a preacher tell you it's wrong to do this and it's wrong to do the other. There's somebody inside of you, if you're saved by God's amazing grace, will lead and direct you through this lowland of sorrow. And you'll never go wrong by being led of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God will never lead you contrary to the Word of God. Amen. Man's got a whole lot of crazy ideas about what's right, what's wrong. God don't. God knows right from wrong. And this ain't everything that God knows, but it's everything He wants you and I know. He put it down in this book right here that I have before me. And people say, well, I just don't understand the King James. That's why I have to have an NIV. You know what the Bible says about that? In the last days, they'll ever be learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen? We're a wiser generation than ever been on the face of the earth, and yet look how sinful this generation is. So little knowledge don't make you right. Amen. Change of heart's what makes you right. Amen. Amen. Our Father's faithful. He's faithful to hear our prayers. Aren't you glad? Amen. He's faithful to hear our prayers. I like Psalm 41 and 3. Psalm 40 said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Aren't you glad that one day the Father heard your cry and inclined unto you? Amen. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Verse 4 says, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Amen. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. I'm glad our Father hears our prayer. The first prayer, as I said a while ago, the Father ever answered me was January 24th, 1961, when I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I'm glad the Father answered my prayer. Amen. I'm glad he answered my prayer. He's faithful to answer our prayers. He's faithful to forgive us. I already quoted this, but 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, verse 12, and I like this, as far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. I like that psalm. What sins are you talking about? God knows what he's writing. He said he took your iniquities and replaced them as far as the east is from the west. He didn't say the north from the south. If you start going south, you'll finally run into the North Pole. But if you start going east, you can just keep on going east forever. And that's how far he took your transgressions in mind. He placed them as far as the east is from the west, never to remember against us anymore. You say, what are you getting at, preacher? I'm glad he's faithful not only to forgive our sins, but I'm glad he's faithful to forget our sins. Amen. Some people say, well, I forgive them, but I can't forget it. You ain't trying to forget it. And that's the worst thing that anybody ever was, have a little something falling out with somebody and then remember it for 40 years. Every time the name comes up, that's all you can think about. If you aren't careful when you do that, you'll get a bitter attitude about you and nobody will want to be around you. Amen? But I'm glad God's not that way. God not only forgives, but I'm glad he forgets. Amen? He forgot the foolish person I used to be. Thank God for that. He forgets. He forgot. I like that song. What sins are you talking about? Gethsemane Quartet used to sing that. I can't think of the leader of that song now, but his wife's name Penny Andrews, and his name was Floyd Andrews. Floyd told me, he sung that first time I heard him sing it, so he said, I wondered about that song. He said, first time I heard it, I said, what are you talking about? God forgot my sins. He said, then after I read the whole song and read the words, he said, absolutely right. God does forget. Amen. But the difference between God and us, sometimes we forget things we didn't aim to forget. But see, God don't do that. He chooses what he wants to forget, and then he forgets it. You and I can't do that. And the older you get, the more you're going to find out your memory ain't what it used to be. Amen. Amen. But I thank God today we can pray our God, and we can pray for our own self that thy will be done. Christ said there, after he had given his disciples the model prayer, he said in Matthew 6:14, and if you forgive men, if you forget men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Brother Roy Hall told me one time, I know most of y'all probably knew Brother Roy. Brother Roy Hall told me one time, he said, Brother Inman, do you know the best thing to do when somebody really does you down and out, and you know they really really dealt you a blow. He said, go to them and hug your neck and kiss them on the cheek and tell them I love you and mean it from the heart. He said, that'll do more than anything else. It's just go to them and tell them, I forgive you. You done me wrong, but I forgive you. I forgive. I'm glad, praise God. Our Father is faithful. I said, well, he'll keep his promises. Our Father is faithful. Keep his promise. He's faithful to chasten us. There in Revelation 3:19, here as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Our Father has done so much for each one of us. Don't you think we should seek his will for our life? We should all say, as Paul said, what will thou have me to do? What will thou have me to do? The Bible said that Paul, in writing to Hebrews there in 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. God has a will for you. God has a will for me. And like I say, there's a lot of times I don't know for sure what the will of God is in my life. But I can tell you one thing today about the will of God that I'm absolutely sure of. It's not the will of God that one person should die and go to hell. Not one person should die and go. That's not the will of God. Not the will of God. We ought to realize today that when someone dies outside of the Lord, it's not the will of God. The Bible said there in 2 Peter 3:9, but God commended to 2 Peter 3:9, yeah. The will of God. It's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it's not the will of God that any should perish. If you're here today, you know not the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then my friend today, I urge you to do something about it. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put off till tomorrow what you ought to do today. We're not promised tomorrow. James says, what is your life? There's even us a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanish away. Every one of us, when we get out of the spirit and get in our own thinking, we think in a time frame. But God thinks in eternity. We're not promised tomorrow. You can't put off tomorrow what you ought to do today. My friend, God doesn't work that way. But I'm glad he says, even as a vapor that appears for a little time, and then your life vanishes away. Vanishes away. So I ask you today, ask yourself that question. Lord, what will thou have me today? Me today. Thank God today you're in the family of God. Greatest family on the face of the earth. Boss, I know everybody here is saved. I hope you are. But if you're not, then you come as he comes and does an invitation, whatever they picked out, and that we'll take the word of God, show you how to be saved. If you're here today and you're saved, and you want to come today and just scrooge up to your heavenly Father and tell him you love him, then the altar's open today. You come today. Whatever your need is, I believe God will supply. What's the number, brother?
Number 249, just as I am.
While we sing, if you feel like coming, you come. The altar's open. You may be seated. You've been a good listening audience. I enjoy it.
I hope y'all enjoyed that. It was a good message. What is the will of God for my life? Of course, there's some things that's a given in the Word of God, but then you need to seek the Lord's will for a lot of things in your life. I'm glad you came today. I hope you enjoyed everything. And Ben Dad's Day, I hope you'll have some time today to at least grunt at him, or, you know, fuss at him or something. But I'm sure everybody's going to be communicating in one way or another. But hope y'all have a good afternoon.